Hello and welcome to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Monday of the 20th week in Ordinary Time, August 17th, 2026. Our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where Matthew writes, "A young man approached Jesus and said, 'Teacher, what good must I do to gain eternal life?' He answered him, 'Why do you ask me about the good? There is only one who is good. If you wish to enter life, keep the commandments.'" Wealthy businessman was once asked what he planned to leave behind when he died. He smiled confidently and said, "Everything." The audience laughed, but then he added, "The strange thing is that I spend so much of my life acting as though I can keep it." His words linger because they expose something true about all of us. We know intellectually that nothing belongs to us forever, yet we organize our lives around accumulating, protecting, and controlling. We hold tightly, not only to possessions, but also to our opinions, our reputations, successes, wounds, and carefully constructed identities. We become collectors, not simply of things, but of ourself. Into that universal human condition walks the rich young man. He is sincere, unlike many who approach Jesus, hoping to trap him. This young man genuinely longs for eternal life. His question is beautiful. "Teacher, what good must I do to gain eternal life?" Notice that he assumes eternal life is another achievement, another accomplishment, another item to acquire. His language is revealing. What must I do? What good deed remains unchecked on my spiritual resume? Jesus first redirects him. There is only one who is good. Before discussing commandments or sacrifices, Jesus gently reminds him that goodness is not something we manufacture. It originates in God. Eternal life is not prized, or a prize earned through perfect performance, but a friendship with the one who alone is good. Still, Jesus meets the young man where he is. He tells him to keep the commandments. The young man eagerly replies that he has done so since his youth. Imagine hearing those words. This is a good man. Moral, faithful, generous by most standards. If anyone appears ready for heaven, surely it is he. Yet Jesus looks deeper. Matthew's gospel tells us something profoundly moving. Before issuing the difficult invitation, Jesus loves him. Jesus does not expose his attachment to shame him. Love always uncovers whatever prevents deeper communion. Jesus says, "If you wish to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor. Then come and follow me." This is not primarily about money. Money is simply the visible expression of an invisible attachment. For one person, it may be wealth. For another, it is prestige. For another, certainty. For another, control. For another, resentment that has become strangely comforting. We all possess something that quietly whispers, Without this, you will not be enough. Jesus identifies the one place where the young man's heart is not yet free. Contemplative spirituality teaches that transformation always involves holy surrender. We spend years constructing a false self built on security, attachment, comparison, and possession. Christ patiently invites us beyond that carefully defended identity into the freedom of simply belonging to God. This is why Jesus says, "Come, follow me." Notice that he does not merely say, "Give everything away." No, renunciation is never the final goal. Relationship is. The gospel is never about becoming empty merely for the sake of emptiness. It's about becoming empty enough to receive God completely. Many of the great saints discovered this paradox. John of the Cross spoke of the dark night, where God gently strips away every attachment so that the soul can love with undivided freedom. Teresa of Avila described the spiritual life as moving through the rooms of an interior castle until nothing remains except loving union with Christ. Both understand that the greatest obstacle to God is rarely obvious sin. More often, it is the subtle belief that something else can satisfy us more completely than God. The tragedy of today's gospel is not that the young man is wealthy. The tragedy is that he walks away. Matthew tells us he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Perhaps an even deeper truth is that his possessions had him. How often do we do the same? We hear Christ inviting us towards forgiveness, but we cling to old injuries. He invites generosity, but fear convinces us there will never be enough. He invites silence, but we prefer distraction. He invites trust, but we choose control. Every refusal leaves us a little sad because our hearts were made for freedom, not captivity. The remarkable thing is that Jesus does not chase after him. Love never coerces. Christ always leaves us free because genuine love requires freedom. The invitation remains open. Even after walking away, the young man is still loved. So are we. Today's gospel is not asking every Christian to sell every possession, but it does ask every disciple an uncomfortable question. What am I unwilling to place into Christ's hands? The question deserves quiet prayer. Perhaps there is one attachment we already know. The Holy Spirit has whispered about it for years. We keep postponing surrender because we fear losing ourselves. Yet every saint bears witness to the opposite. Nothing surrendered to Christ is ever truly lost. It is transformed. The rich man came seeking eternal life. Jesus offered him something even greater. Not simply a destination after death, but a life of intimate companionship beginning now. The invitation remains before each of us today. The only thing we truly cannot keep is the life we refuse to surrender. The life we entrust to Christ becomes eternal. Today I invite you to spend maybe 15 minutes in silent prayer with one simple question. Lord, what am I still holding that keeps me from following you more freely? Then, and when an answer arises, resist the urge to explain or defend it. Simply place that attachment into Christ's hands each day, trusting that whatever he asks you to surrender, he desires to place, replace with a deeper freedom and a greater love. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you alone are good, and you alone know the deepest desires of my heart. Gently reveal the attachments that keep me from following you without reserve. Give me the courage to loosen my grip on whatever I cling to more than you. Teach me that true wealth is found not in what I possess, but in belonging completely to you. Lead me into the freedom of a heart that trusts your love above every earthly security, until my greatest joy is simply to walk with you each and every day. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to share it with others and to return here each and every day to my hermitage when we break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journey. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.